Got beat by a very good Florida team. He makes that give up 17 threes, and the Igor Kulichev and Tavarius Hayes were tough matchups for us. Keystone were tough matchups for us. You got to give Florida credit. You got to have your best foot forward to beat a good Florida team like that, especially when they shoot the ball as well as they did.
They shot the ball well. How much of that was them, and how much of it was you weren't getting out to them on that football?
Well, we had a hard time guarding the dribble. Chioza's a special player, and you can see a senior. They played like a veteran team, and we had a hard time. Part of it was they had some open threes that we had a hard time guarding them. And the other part is they shot the ball extremely well. But Chioza's a tough out at times, handling the ball screen and helping off and rotating, left Stone open, and he made threes. Him and Kulichev had 9 threes. That's a lot of threes. We made a few more than we've been making, but most of it was just in one stretch when Tony and Chris had 2 big threes to cut it to 10. We were playing with a lineup that we usually don't play with Tony at the 3 and trying to play big. That didn't give us an advantage long term, but it was good for one little stretch, and that was about it.
Speaking of Chris Collins, what's the reasoning behind him playing 18 minutes and T.J. Starks playing 4?
Attitude and character.
I know you're pretty shorthanded, but are you disappointed with the way the other guys maybe have dealt with that?
Oh, it's a factor. You know, it's no question. You can't not have your best foot forward in the SEC and give yourself a chance to win night in and night out. And we got the injuries you can't control. Obviously, losing Dwayne Wilson and Admon Gilda hurts us against a team that's so good on the perimeter and their guard play. But all those things add up, and you got to be able to put your best foot forward. And we didn't have our best group today.
JJ, same kind of question for you as a player. How are you guys approaching it without three starters essentially?
Oh, we're just going to keep working, keep pushing forward, keep looking ahead, because the season's long. We got plenty of games left. We're just going to keep working, listen to the game plan, listen to coach, and just keep pushing.
Billy, do you think that, maybe hard to think right now, but ultimately this could work? I don't know, maybe a silver lining in that guy getting so much more playing time, so when you have your full team back.
It's going to help us in the long run if we learn from our mistakes, bottom line, you know. And it can make us better, and I believe we're going to get better. People better beat us now while we got guys injured and made the mistakes we did, because I really believe that we're going to get this team right because we got a good group and we got a talented group, and we're going to learn from it, and that's the approach we're taking. Obviously, I'm going to be attitude matters, and I'm going to be as positive as possible, but that's the reality of it. We got good players, and hopefully we can get Dwayne Wilson back and Admon back soon. That'll definitely add to our team, but I thought the young guys got some experience. J.J. Chandler took advantage of it. Savion Flagg's giving us some good minutes. J.J. Caldwell got to play almost the whole game and did some positive things, but and Rob and Tyler are a factor, so they're going to be a factor every night against everybody we play.
Billy, how much did missing the experienced perimeter guys impact you guys defensively, picking up shooters?
No, that was huge. In transition, they're a veteran team. Igor, fifth-year senior, Kayvon Allen's a junior, Chioza, what can you say about him? Didn't start for 3 years his senior year, handled it the right way, and showed the character and experience of what having a leadership, the leadership from a point guard like that was different. We missed our experience that we didn't have tonight.
How much of a surprise also with Stone? I mean, he'd been a guy that, you know, this season was coming in, but he had some big SEC games last year. I mean, how much was he a focus on your
Stone shooting the ball as well as he did obviously was a big big impact when you got a post guy that can step out and make shots. He made four threes, and he wasn't averaging 18 points a game coming in here, and so that was a big lift for him, and it made us a little bit harder to guard some of the other guys when he's such a factor from the perimeter.
When you're chasing Shields and you're having to switch, was Stone the kind of, was he the guy that you kind of wanted to lay off of then?
Well, when you got Kayvon Allen and you got Kulichev and you got Jalen Hudson, it's one of the most lethal three-point shooting combination in the country, and you're having to help off of those guys, it leaves Stone open, and he was tough. He made shots, and then they got some open shots. Part of it was their talent, obviously, and how good their system is. I think Mike's doing a really good job with them, but the other part is thought we were late scrambling, and we had lineups on the floor that hadn't played together a whole lot, and it was exposed.
What's it meant to you to kind of put in the fire like this, start of SEC season?
I just got to keep working. Coach trusts me to go out there, follow the game plan, and just go out there and execute, play good defense, just be a good energy guy, just go out there and play my game. It brings confidence to me, and I'm going to just keep flowing with it.
Coach, is there some pressure to the guys who are coming back to be able to find their stride a little bit more quickly with the way that things SEC plays started out?
I wouldn't say pressure, but I expect them to be good. So their experience, we need to make sure they're healthy more than anything. DJ Hogue's been practicing with us, and he's fine. You know, I think he'll be ready to play. And he accepts responsibility for the mistakes he made and has put it behind him, and we're moving on with that.
Do you have an update on the both of them, on the injuries?
They're going to be day-to-day, but from what I'm being told, and I think we're hoping we can have them for the LSU game, but we're not 100% sure. Every day they've gotten a lot better, which has been good news.
Thank you.